Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a Radio.com sports station. NFL Sunday on EEI is presented by
Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
Co-sponsored by the New England Recovery Center. Leave the path of addiction and get on the road to recovery. Visit NewEnglandRecoveryCenter.org for more information.
Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros.
And Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details.
You're a what? Right out of the gate. Is he coming back? Is he going to be here? Is he not going to be here?
Oh, man. I hope not. I think I've seen just about enough of Cam Newton that I'd like to see in my entire life.
You sure?
And Jermaine Wiggins.
That is our TV boy who's going to be joining us soon.
Yeah.
And I thought he was just going to be sitting on his couch all day. I didn't know that.
No, he does the TV stuff, so he goes down there.
But everybody has seen enough of Cam Newton. But according to reports, we're going again with Cam Newton from Monday Night Football. This is something Wiggy and I want to get to here on NFL Sunday at 617-779-7937. And Brady was phenomenal against Detroit, but who hasn't been phenomenal against Detroit? We understand that. But Brady and Gronk, in my opinion, can make a run at a Super Bowl. I don't know if they're going to win it, but I would not be shocked to see Brady facing Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I would not be shocked.
Our boy's back.
Yo! So
I can hear the heavy breathing.
Yes. I know. Yeah. I was rushing. I'm running to get back here.
Okay. All right, TV boy. So to set things up, Mahomes and Brady. When I see Patrick Mahomes, obviously he is not the same quarterback as Brady. I mean, he's not the same type. Brady doesn't have his wheels, doesn't have his athleticism. Never did. But when I see Mahomes communicate to his coaches, like I saw him say one game I was watching, he came off the field to, you know, Andy Reid. He goes, "I got this. What are you doing calling a timeout? I'm in control here." I think that Mahomes is like Brady is. He's in control. He knows the offense. He's a smart player. And at the end of the day, I wonder, and I didn't think of this before, is Mahomes going to be in the conversation with Brady in Montana? Is Mahomes going to make us forget about Brady?
No, I think people forget how unbelievably hard, one, it is to get to a Super Bowl. Like, how many things need to go right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many coaching changes, injuries, your
division.
Own health. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, just there's so many things. And then when you're in those games against another team and you realize how good they are and how well coached they are, and it's the difference is, like, really thin, the difference between winning and losing. So, all right, so they've been on the good end of that. What's stopping Patrick Mahomes from being Jim Kelly? I know Jim Kelly doesn't have any, but you know what's stopping? I know, but that's the only difference. But other than that, though, I mean, like, so he could go four more times. Where he can go. Jim Kelly went 4 years in a row.
Right,
4 years. Like, we act like, and Jim Kelly is never talked about, like, ever when it comes to the greatest quarterbacks ever. The dude went four times and couldn't win one.
Well, that's the reason why. He couldn't win one.
I know, but my point is Patrick Mahomes could be a young quarterback, that goes five times and never wins another one, ever. And then what are we going to still kind of, Aaron Rodgers went once, won one Super Bowl, and he's considered the best. Jim Kelly goes 4 years in a row, never gets an opportunity. But at that point in time, that was unheard of.
See, I would say he does have the ability to be talked about and probably go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. Because I think he can catch Tom Brady when it comes to Super Bowls.
Six.
Think about this, okay? Through their first 4 years, statistically, Patrick Mahomes is way better when you look at their stats their first 4 years. They both, at this time, Patrick Mahomes is 25. Brady turned back the hands of time. He was 26. They both had won Super Bowls, right? So now it's about what is the team around him? Because we've heard that for a number of years, right? You know, that's what made Brady successful. In his first run, it was more about the defense, you know, that they put around them. But it looks like in Kansas City, they just signed Chris Jones, two big numbers. They brought in the Honey Badger. They're willing. They brought in Frank Clark. They're willing to add pieces to put around Patrick Mahomes. Unlike in Green Bay, they never really wanted to build a defense around him. And when you even look at the talent that Aaron Rodgers had around him, he had some good talent. But it seems like Kansas City is willing to do whatever it takes to put pieces around Patrick Mahomes. And when you watch this season, Kansas City, I don't care what anybody says. When I watch them play and I've watched everybody else play, they're on another level. Patrick Mahomes can do things. And I love Brady, and I didn't ever think there'd be another one. The same way I thought with Michael Jordan, there'd never be another one. But when you watch Patrick Mahomes do some stuff, and then you factor in the guys that he has around him, like the Tyreek Hills and the Travis Kelce's, and now he's got a little bit of a running game, and it's just the things that...
Flavor of the month. You're caught up. You're caught up in it. I get it.
He's been doing it for...
Kelce's going to get older. Tyreek Hill's going to get slow.
And they'll replace those guys.
Chris Jones is going to be... Okay, so great. So I get it. So the Patriots, if you keep Patrick Mahomes, 90% of the battle is done. So the Patriots did it twice. They built two separate dynasties.
Right.
Doing it once is unheard of. Doing it twice is really... It's like you only dream about that. So, and think about it, everything that has to go right, all the picks that you have to hit on, the health of your quarterback, because I would say the one thing that Brady has given you more than any other quarterback is availability. The dude's always out there.
Well, but you take that, that's the number one thing. So far, Patrick Mahomes been able to do that, right? That's the ultimate thing, is the availability. But if we push past that, because that's what anybody, in any athlete, in any sport, it's about the health and if you're able to do that. So Patrick Mahomes is 25 years old. He signed whatever that ridiculous contract was. So you know he's going to be around for the next 10 to 12 to 15 years. And Brady has already proven to us that at 40 years old and Drew Brees, and you're starting to see Aaron Rodgers. Like, these guys are still playing at an extremely high level. So for the next 15 years, because if Mahomes is 25 years old, if he could play the way he's been playing, there's no doubt.
Yeah, but I know, of course. But I think it is widely imaginative to think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to go do 8 more Super Bowls and win 5 more.
Why, Brady did it?
No. And again, these are once in a lifetime, once in a generational type situations. I don't think you're going to – you may see it again. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to see it. I just feel so Andy Reid's going to be done.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes is going to lose Travis Kelce. He's going to lose Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Listen, I think you got good 4 years left. I think you
four
got
okay. years.
I think you got with Travis Kelce,
right?
With Travis Kelce being an All-Pro tight end,
right?
Like, he's
okay.
going to be eclipsed by somebody else.
But don't you think?
I think 4 years with those guys tops.
But then they'll do what you would expect the team to do. What we expected:
replace him with another Pro Bowl perennial best tight end ever play the game.
Well, no, they'll replace him with other guys the same way.
But you're assuming it's going to be the same dude.
No. I'm saying that they're going to replace him with other players to a certain caliber. And we talked about it with Brady, right? Doesn't Brady – Gary, you just spoke about how Brady made Julian Edelman. So Patrick Mahomes can make guys around him better. So who knows who the next guy that comes in?
Well, that's my next point. And Christian, you guys are both making valid points. That's why this is a great discussion. because you do measure a player by their Super Bowl championships. You do with Montana. Mm-hmm. You do it, you know, the Steelers as a franchise. Brady has now has six. But when you're talking about Brady versus Mahomes, when I look at the qualities that I see in Mahomes now, and this may sound a little creepy, I see it in the eyes. I see the same obsessiveness in Patrick Mahomes mm-hmm. that I see in Brady that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have. He bitches and moans too much. Ben Roethlisberger's a slob. He doesn't want to keep himself in shape. I'm shocked the dude's still playing, okay? Matt Ryan doesn't have the right head for it. He's a front runner. When I look at Mahomes on the field right now, when I look at his precision as a passer, his athleticism, but his head, okay, and the way he leads the team, that's what I see. That's what he has in common with Brady. But Christian's right. You know, it's all about longevity, really.
Right.
You know, like, okay, so Mahomes is going to make – I think Wiggy's right. I think Mahomes is going to make players better the way Brady did.
Yes.
Now, this is where Brady separates himself, and this is what Christian's saying. Two dynasties, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, crazy. Win three Super Bowls from 2001 to 2004. Mm-hmm. Who the hell does that, okay? Comes back and does it again in the next decade. Will Mahomes do that? I think he has the best shot.
Right.
Now –
but isn't it all about the organization?
Of course it's about the organization, and that, you know –
and if Kansas City has proven that they're willing to spend money,
they're willing to spend the money, right? And they've made, obviously they've made it, they've adapted to the way of the NFL,
right?
But here, and I'll start with Christian to go to Wiggy. It will there come a time, Christian, where we say we have to say that Patrick Mahomes is as good as Brady, even though he doesn't win six Super Bowls,
because it's so crazy.
Okay, because when I look at, I think Mahomes is the next Brady. I look at Mahomes, I say, that guy is the next
Brady. Why not say that about Jim Kelly?
I think he's better than Jim Kelly.
Why not Dan Marino?
Because Kelly and Marino, they were great in the cake.
What about Peyton Manning? I'm done with this, like, this whole, like, Peyton Manning is some chump and doesn't even belong in the conversation. I played against the dude at his peak mm-hmm. where Bill Belichick himself countless times would repeatedly show it's absurd what had to happen for us to beat Peyton Manning. He is undoubtedly one of the best quarterbacks, one and two. You cannot have a discussion about greatest quarterback. I don't know why Peyton Manning suddenly gets leapfrogged by Patrick Mahomes. Absurd.
You're out of your mind,
Gary. You're out of your mind.
You give me a 25.
So he spins around and he throws the ball.
His accuracy.
I mean, he spins around. You don't think Peyton Manning was? You guys are
I'm not saying Peyton Manning wasn't good. I don't know where that
was. He's better than good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Peyton Manning.
He had bad defense. Manning never had a good defense.
I would say Peyton Manning is arguably one of the top, you know, three to five best quarterbacks ever.
I can't even
ever.
Have this conversation with you guys because, like, you're obsessed with, like, the new girl that shows up.
I admit it. I have a crush on the new chick.
Yeah,
I agree.
But I'm not talking about, like, I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes is better than Peyton Manning right now. I'm not saying, what I'm saying is when it's all said and done, Patrick Mahomes could arguably be going out, he could arguably go down as the greatest quarterback of all time, and he potentially could catch Brady when it comes to Super Bowl wins.
Well, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
If you're handicapping it right now, yeah, of course.
But that's the conversation.
That's fine.
I'm not saying Peyton Manning isn't one of the top five greatest quarterbacks of all time.
I mean, to me, but that's an obvious answer. Like, of course he is. Like, I mean,
right. When it's all said and done, based on what we've seen, right? Because the biggest thing you have to look at, the thing that Manning didn't have that Brady had. Is he had, he had that clutch factor, that gene where you could say,
right,
in close games, I can win it. And I think Patrick Mahomes has that.
Well, if you're going to talk about who do you think is the best closer ever to step on a baseball field? The best
Probably
closer.
Probably Mariano Rivera.
I would agree with you, okay, without having a vast knowledge of baseball.
Right.
That's the first name that comes to my mind. That is what Patrick Mahomes is. When you look at if you just look at this year,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like they don't even care about a game until the fourth quarter. They're like, let's just kind of go through the motions, keep it close,
mm-hmm.
and then bring our closer out. Because they should, the thing that they don't have this year is that killer instinct where they get a lead on somebody and then they make it from 14 to 28. Like, they sit there and kind of let teams hang around. And then next, you know, like, all right, hey, Patrick, go kill it for us. And he goes out there and he closes the game out. And it doesn't matter what defense you call. It doesn't matter how much momentum you have. He snatches it from your hands. And he just puts his foot on your throat and he waits till you lose breath.
I mean, but Christian, you guys had a lot of close games too. I mean, I thought with the Patriots, there's been only one blowout, right, in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that was the...
I know, but...
It was the Jacksonville. The Denver Broncos got absolutely destroyed by Seattle.
Yeah, but no, with the Pats, though. I mean, all the Patriots Super Bowls are close. I mean, Brady had to win a lot of games for New England.
I think every single Super Bowl was close.
Except for Jacksonville. I never thought Philly
so
was
why, again, that's why I think Mahomes being that young, fresh, exciting, electric player has got everybody going, wow, I mean, he's the best thing. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I just feel like it's interesting how, you know, we can have the debate and the answer is easy. Yes, he's the leader in the clubhouse. But it is – I would not bet on it. I would bet there's no way. I would say the other thing is that he may not go to another one. He could easily
Come on,
be
man. A, I'm you just said you Wiggy. Just said you don't want to have a saying, conversation with us because we
could
crap.
Be either,
I want crapping on
way.
Peyton Manning.
It could go
but to say
way.
That Patrick Mahomes is not going to
no. He doesn't play. You're acting like he's not going to have competition from other quarterbacks and other teams that are just as motivated and determined as he is. So what ends up being the biggest difference? I will let you answer first. Actually, I will answer first. I'm going to answer my own question.
Answer your own question.
I'm going to answer my own question, then I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, good.
Coaching. Coaching, and you know what else?
Mm-hmm.
Luck. You need a little bit of luck.
Yeah, well, underestimated.
People underestimate the luck factor. Multiple chances, somebody doing something stupid, some guy tripping over his own shoelaces, a coach making an unbelievable stupid decision, not being prepared, peeing
somebody
down his
tape own
Somebody
taping a walkthrough. No,
what's taping me. A walkthrough what? And getting excuse caught. But it's too late.
Excuse me. What's happening here?
But, I don't know. I just think it's...
I just see... But Mahomes, to me, when I watch him play, I think that he has the combination of all of the great quarterbacks. I think that he has the arm of Manning. I think he has the poise of Montana. I think he has the leadership and the mind of Brady, and I think he has the athleticism of, I don't know, I mean, you know, pick one, Randall Cunningham or Michael Vick, whatever. But you bring all of those together, and I think at the end of the day, he's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, it's going to be...
And Christian's right, there's a lot of luck.
Right,
I know.
Right, but it's going to be based on... It's going to be based on numbers, statistics, where he falls statistically, which we all think that if he plays for the next 15 years, it's going to be pretty high.
I mean, he should have been in two Super Bowls, right? I mean, if the Patriots get the coin flip the other way, KC goes to the Super Bowl and
New
England.
But, you know, you can't say that, right?
Yeah,
that's
right,
anything,
right?
Okay, but I'm just saying, based on what we've seen from his physical tools, he statistically, if he stays healthy, we always take that off the table, he should be... Arguably go down as one of the greatest. He should be number one.
I think he'd be the best.
Number one or number two statistically in every category.
See, I mean, you guys can mention Marino and you can mention Kelly and Montana.
But I don't mention those guys.
Not on the list.
It'll be about one thing and one thing only. How many championships does he have versus how many Brady has? Because if Christian's right, if he only has two championships and let's say he leads every category in stats, he ain't going down as the greatest quarterback. But if he's one championship or even two championships behind Brady, now we might, if he gets the four, we might be able to have a realistic conversation.
Every Super Bowl that the Patriots went to, you know, we're always there covering it. Gary's hopping in RVs, going all over the place, right?
Yeah.
And I remember there was, even after Brady equaled Joe Montana in Super Bowl victories, there was still a debate because Brady went to more. Okay,
and Joe Brady never lost.
Oh, right,
Joe
right,
never
right,
lost.
Right,
yeah. Never threw an interception. Blah blah. Okay, so then it was like, okay, so what is the ceiling to say he's better or he's accomplished more? He's the GOAT. It's like he needed six. He needed six for people to finally say, okay, fuck, give it to him.
I don't think he needed six. I think when he got the four, most people were like he was the great. It was the haters were holding on. But those people were hating. It's similar to right.
No, but Wiggy, I would say that they could ease the argument I thought was valid with Joe Montana. Listen, the dude never lost.
Right.
So okay, but what if he went to more? Maybe he would have lost. Doesn't matter. Like he never lost. Never.
Yeah, but he lost in playoff games. That's the thing. So
I know,
so what's
you're
the difference?
Super Bowls.
Right, but okay, so Brady went to eight Super Bowls, right? Or nine Super Bowls, nine Super Bowls. So that means he lost three other Super Bowls. Joe Montana went to four, but then lost three other playoff appearances. So he wasn't even, or not that he wasn't him himself, but his teams weren't good enough to even get to the Super Bowl. You understand what I'm saying? So like,
no, I hear you. I just think that it's, I just thought, because you, I think you, I don't know when you went to the I don't know how many Super Bowls you went to.
I went to two Super Bowls.
No. As far as a man in the media.
Oh, yeah, I went to. I've been to
a working class stiff.
That was a working
class. As a regular guy, like during the rest of us.
We got you. Got to preface that question. You know, remember who you're talking. Remember you're talking to Chrissy. Preface.
I remember being on Radio Row and Randy Cross, former 49, Rocky Blyer, like from the Steelers, guys that had won a bunch of Super Bowls, older guys. To your point, maybe a little bit hating, not wanting to concede. But I remember the argument was, I was like, yeah, but. You know, as far as like, you know, playing at your best when the lights were the brightest, Joe Montana was better. That he was better, guys. It was weird. I don't know. Listen, we can have this debate. I will even say LeBron James is a good example.
Oh, he's a perfect example.
He and Jordan. I mean, the Jordan folks always say that the championships.
But the question is, do they have a legitimate argument when it comes to, does he have to get to six? To say and tie Jordan. See, Jordan's case is different because Jordan, maybe it's not different.
I would say catch Kobe first, okay, then we'll talk.
Maybe it's not different
catch
because
Kobe,
Jordan
catch
lost
Kareem,
a couple playoff series before he got on his run.
He did, yes.
Right? So you have to factor that in when LeBron is almost in that Brady category where he lost a bunch, he's lost some championships, but they were championships. So, you know what I mean? I think that holds more weight if you get bounced in the first round like Jordan did back in 87 or whatever the hell it was, when you get bounced by the Celtics in the first round where Jordan gets where LeBron then gets to the finals and loses a championship. Same with Brady. Brady lost two championships. Joe Montana lost in two playoff games.
I think you have to be honest, to accurately evaluate the situation. You have to look at the two players, and you have to evaluate what you see in the field. I see a lot of Brady in Mahomes. Now, does he have the desire to play for 20 years like Tom, or 22 or 23, however it's going to be? That's probably going to be the difference, because that's what it's going to take to win six Super Bowls. I mean, let's face it.
Right.
I mean, you got to play forever to do that, because you have to rebuild the team, and you have to get a lot of luck. So it comes down to the longevity. But he is the first quarterback that I've seen out of any of these guys that can rival Brady. That's the bottom line.
Yes.
And, you know, people can make the Montana argument all they want. But Montana played on phenomenal teams.
Yes.
And I had a better arm than him. I know.
Chicken leg Montana.
I mean, really. I mean, and that was before free agency really set in. I mean, you know, and you could talk about Rocky Blyer and the damn Steelers all you want. I mean, nobody was leaving teams then. Yeah. I mean, that's a different time. To me, you can't even compare
that
time.
And you know what the argument that is going to be the closest to it if Mahomes gets to four championships is going to be the LeBron-Jordan. Because you're going to look at Mahomes, like people look at Jordan and go, he's a far superior athlete than Tom Brady was. Look what he's able to do with this. And look at he could do this and he could do that. Where Jordan couldn't do the things that LeBron did on the basketball court as a basketball player, right? Which made people look at LeBron and go, oh, LeBron can play the point. Jordan couldn't do those things. And I think that's the argument that we're going to have with Mahomes. We're going to say, Brady couldn't do that. Brady couldn't do this. Brady couldn't do that. And that's why if Mahomes gets to four, you're going to have the conversation. He's going to have better stats. He's going to probably have more touchdowns. He's going to have more yards. Very similar to LeBron. Better stats in all categories than Jordan. And now it's going to be, but is it enough with the championships where he's two behind him?
Well, Mahomes is playing today at 1 o'clock. Brady got the win yesterday over Tampa. Cam, for some reason, is playing tomorrow night with Belichick.
But they're not
playing for anything. We will get back to that before the top of the hour. Coming up, we are going to take you around the NFL. Want to hear what these two guys have to say about the games coming up today and also some of the games that happened yesterday as well. NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Okay, the Patriots are off today. They take on the Bills, the AFC champs, tomorrow night, Monday Night Football. Newton is expected to start for New England. Detroit got hammered by Brady and the Bucks and Gronk 47-7. They clinched the spot. 49ers beat the Cardinals. Dolphins with an incredible, miraculous win over the Raiders. I love their coach. Celtics tip off against the Pacers tonight, 8 o'clock. Woj from ESPN says the Celtics and Brooklyn are the two latest teams to discuss a James Harden trade. That's what's trending now at WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Presented by Kaplansky Insurance, Northeast Electrical, and Zudy.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEEI.
All right, welcome back to WEEI. Fourier's here along with Jay Wiggs, Gary Tagway, in for Keith. This window into the NFL is brought to you by Belletti's Building Products, your local Anderson Windows dealer. Let's go around the NFL, guys. Should we do this here? I think we should definitely do this. As we broadcast from our Best Yet studios, this is NFL Sunday. Josh, I know I think I read those out of order, but
it doesn't matter. As long as we
got them in.
Yeah, it's all
right. We got them in. All right. The Buccaneers absolutely embarrassing the Lions. We know what Brady did. 4 touchdowns and a half. Here's my take, guys. Christian, I'll start with you. I think the Bucs can make a run to the Super Bowl. You?
Well, Gary, I don't know if I know you haven't been listening for a while, but I said that Brady would be the comeback player of the year. Probably won't happen. He would win the MVP of the league. Probably won't happen. He would win the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Probably won't happen. He would win the NFC. Probably not going to happen.
Okay,
but he would go to the Super Bowl. He would go to the Super Bowl. I'm agreeing with you. The fact is, yes, they not only going to make a run, they're peaking at the right time. You could say they beat the Lions, who had nobody, and you were flat out cashed out. Mm-hmm. I would say, so what? Just look at Brady and the way he's throwing the ball, and look at the way that the guys are catching the ball. That's a difference. And they got one game left against the Atlanta Falcons, who will also be just giving up on life. But that's exactly what they need. Yes, they're going to make a run.
Yeah, I mean, you got Brady. You can always make a run. It's going to come down to where they fall in the where they are right now. And right now they're at number 5, so that means they play the Redskins. So first round's going to be easier than if they'd have to go to Seattle or New Orleans. So.
I wouldn't talk about this game, but the Niners beat the Cardinals, and I just want to know, why does everybody love Cliff Kingsbury?
Because he's handsome.
Yeah,
I mean, what? Because he was Brady's friend. I mean, you know him, right? Do you know him, Christian?
No, I know him well. Friend of the show. Been on the show a bunch of times. Here's what I'll say: Cliff is one of those guys where it's like he's always going to get hired because I think he's intriguing. He's charismatic, mm-hmm. and yes, I would say he's handsome. He was brought up. Not only did he play him, but he coached the offense that everybody is running. But it'll run out. There's this perceived, like, you know, intelligence with him and being able to coach like a Sean McVay, but he hasn't. Listen, you can go back to Texas Tech. He doesn't have a Nick Saban winning record.
He was 500,
right?
He got the job. He was 500.
So if he don't turn this thing around quick, then you know that flame of his good looks is going to run out real quick. It almost happened with Sean McVay. Luckily, he was able to turn it around. But even with Sean McVay losing to the Rams, losing to the Jets, he better make a little bit of a deep playoff run.
Okay, we're going to get to the games today, but I'm going to set this up this way because whenever I do this, it gets confusing as hell. Okay, in the AFC, Kansas City, the Bills and the Steelers are in. You got 4 spots left.
Mm-hmm.
If it ended today, you get the Titans, Browns, Colts, and Fins. All right, Ravens are knocking on the door. They need some help. In the NFC, Packers, Saints, Seahawks, and Bucks are all in. Washington in the NFC East, the Rams in Arizona. If it ended today, they would be in. Bears, obviously, at 500, need some help. So that is the playoff situation right there. Which brings us to Miami and the game last night and Fitzpatrick. And before we get to the 1 o'clock, I got to get your thoughts on that game last night, Christian. I thought it was over. I thought the Raiders were going to win because of a stupid PI call. But the Raiders' defense was just ugly.
I've been saying it all year. It's that the Raiders are just going to end up just going back to who they are. They should have won that game. And this is more, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't know, is more the story than the Raiders coughing it up. The dude just keeps winning you games. Like, you keep taking it away from him, trying to give it to the young guy, and he keeps coming in and saving your ass. That's a guy that'll play for another 3 years just because he's got that shine on him.
Well, right? I say bring him here. We talked about it while you were away. I mean, a 44-yard field goal to win it. With a second left on the clock, I mean, Fitzy set it up with a pass to Hollins where it was basically a pop fly, Wiggy. I mean, it was wide open. Yeah. And then the face mask sets up the field goal, and the Raiders choke.
You talk about a guy that, and Christian, we talked about this when you weren't here. If I'm in the Miami Dolphins locker room and I'm an offensive player and I'm any defensive player, I'm like, just stop Fitzpatrick and let's ride him.
Yeah, who starts the playoff game?
Well, they don't even know who's going to start. They don't even know who's going to start next week against Buffalo. They're saying Tua. That's what Flores that's is problem. Saying. But that's what I said.
Christian, my thought on that was I was disagreeing with Wiggy, but isn't it the guys? It's worked though. The kind of two-headed monster has worked for Miami because whenever Fitzpatrick has been the starting quarterback from beginning to end, it doesn't work out. He usually throws picks. He doesn't get it done at the end of the day. You bring in Tua. He's been okay. He's obviously young. He needed some help. Doesn't it work in this case, the two-headed monster?
Well, listen, if you want to stay true to yourself, then I say you start the young kid. As soon as you start to see him crack, you pull him, and then you play on Ryan Fitzpatrick's, you know, chip on the shoulder. Nobody believes him, and let him go out there and win it for you.
But you know, in the locker room, that's good. You know how players are not looking at that like that's a good thing. Just start one and ride one. I mean, because it's too much indecision in there. If I'm a player, I'm like, what are we doing here, Coach? Start one and stick with one.
Well, I'd go get Fitzy and bring him here next year and get rid of Newton because he's an unrestricted free agent and say so long to Stidham. Bring in Fitzy, have him mentor the young guy you're going to pick next year in the draft. Yeah. Let's move on to the Browns and Jets. I don't think the Jets are going to win 2 in a row. But anyways, Cleveland clinches a playoff spot with the Baltimore in the loss, but 4 receivers out.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna write the Jets off just yet, especially after Cleveland lost basically all their starting receivers. So, and they're in New York, so who knows with that game. And you never know with the Cleveland Browns.
I'm actually, they surprised me. I didn't think they had it in them. I thought they would fold just like they always do, but they didn't. They actually got some fight in them. They got some pride in them. Now we'll just see what kind of magic Baker Mayfield can bring to the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an interesting team. Especially losing Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay, so the Ravens and the Giants. What do you guys think of the Ravens? I mean, too little, too late?
Well, no, the Ravens, in order for them to make the playoffs, they have to beat the Giants, because if Buffalo loses, then the Ravens and Miami both have the same record, not only in the overall, but in the same record in the conference. And then I don't know what they go to after
well,
that.
Well, they need help. They have to win it. They need help. Right now, they're on the outside looking at it. So,
yeah, they
I mean,
have to
is it too little, too late for the Ravens?
No, I think what happened to them is that they basically really dodged a bullet, because COVID really didn't affect them. So, and they still were able to kind of win some games. I think they're kind of turning the corner, and you're starting to see what they're capable of. They had a really bad, three or four weeks there, starting with the Patriots loss. Actually, before that, before that game, and then it kind of lasted about 3 or 4 weeks. Now I think they're back. I think that's the one team you don't want to play.
Right, and they're sitting there looking, go, if we beat the Giants, Miami plays the Bills at Buffalo next week. So they got to be sitting there feeling pretty good that the Buffalo Bills can win that football game. And if they win that football game, like I said, I don't know what the third tiebreaker is between Baltimore and Miami, but there's a legitimate chance that they can make the playoffs.
Now, I hate this argument, but because of Washington and the Giants in the NFC East, you know, the argument always comes up. Do you take the top team in the division? I always say yes, because that's the way it's been done. But, man, when you look at teams like this with a 5-9 record that still have a chance to get in, it's just it makes you want to vomit.
Well, that's why you have divisions. If you don't want that, then eliminate the division.
No, I like it. I do.
Yeah, I like the division winning.
You win your division, it's, whether it
even
doesn't
if it
matter.
Stinks. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, Bengals with Texans, whatever. We don't care about that.
Yeah.
Bears, Jaguars. What do you guys think of Mitch Trubisky?
He's part of my wish list.
He's been playing well, though.
He's playing great.
Yeah, a lot of people think he's unfixable. Like, when you start talking about quarterbacks that should be in your quarterback room, or at least, one of the targets, I think he's one of those guys. I think he's a guy that can be rehabilitated. The Chicago Bears did not pick up his fifth-year rookie option, which means he is officially going to be a free agent. So put him on your list.
Well, 28.3 points per game with Mitch over the last four contests. So you're right. So he's playing really well. Maybe that's all Belichick's plan. But Bill doesn't pay. but we'll wait and see. They're going to have to start paying. All right, let's move on now to the Falcons and the Chiefs. KC, a first-round bye with a win, or a Pittsburgh loss or a Bills loss. I mean, this team is in control. They're the defending champs.
KC's too good.
I mean, it's just up to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's KC and everybody else.
Don't pull the Patriots. Don't screw around the last week and a half of the season.
But even when they do screw...
The Falcons can put up some points. They always cough it up.
Right, but even when the Kansas City screws around, and you talked about how sometimes they play down to their opponent... it seems like they're just so good where they flip the switch and go, all right, it's time for us to turn it around. Where the Patriots, they weren't able to do that. Like, you one play and the Kansas City Chiefs can score from anywhere. Not only score from anywhere, but it's just so easy for them to flip the field. So Kansas City is just so damn good.
All right, moving on to the Colts and the Steelers right now at 1 o'clock. All right, for the Colts, they clinch a playoff spot with a win. And a Baltimore loss, so obviously they'll be watching each other, doing some scoreboard watching. The Steelers, this is where you wonder about Tomlin Christian.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where you go, okay, you're on a roll. No team has ever gone 0-4 after starting at 11-0. I mean, so what the hell is it? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, but I would say that the Ravens weren't affected by COVID. The Steelers were. They had 3 games in 12 days. And I think it actually caught up to them. I think they actually have at least 2 losses that I would directly attribute to COVID. Practice time, situations, lack of rest. I do. It's a lame excuse, but I would say that they were doing everything great, and then they just ran out of gas. I think they just ran out of gas. I think they're a little too, looking for help and complaining too much also, but probably led to their production. But that team is interesting because they have just as much talent as the Tampa Bay Bucs. There's not another receiving core, that is more talented than them. You want to go Kansas City, fine. I can give you every single player on their receiving core. But I don't know. To me, I feel like they just ran out of gas. But I like Tomlin. I like Tomlin as far as a coach, as far as how he's been able to sustain it. He's always putting out good teams. Like him, Harbaugh, and Pete Carroll, and Bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the evidence is there, though.
See, I'm not really sold on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think it has to do a lot with, you know, the way their quarterback plays and the way sometimes with Tomlin as a coach. I think he's a good coach, but I think they run into problems. Like, so now he has to address the whole juju dancing on the logo before games, but he's been doing it all year long. Like, I almost wonder sometimes with Tomlin, does he have complete control of the locker room or doesn't he? And it's all about how Ben Roethlisberger plays, because I think the Steelers have a really, really good defense, and they've kind of shown that all year long. And it's really – and when you look at the Steelers, talk about fool's gold, Gary. Look at the teams that they beat. They have beaten some poor, poor football teams. And so now it looks like when they play good football teams, they kind of get exposed.
All right, Panthers and the Washington football team. As we know, with the NFC, that's still up for grabs. I mean, if Washington wins and the Giants lose, they clinch. Rams at Seahawks. Rams win and they are in. Mm-hmm. Can they bounce back from that crushing loss, Christian, last week?
Man, what? I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to explain that. Like, what do you do? You lose to the Jets. So the answer is yes. I actually like the job that Sean McVay has done. You know, going to the Super Bowl, you know, finishing 9-7, didn't have a losing record, and has another winning record, regardless of how the last two games go.
Well, he kept it together. That's hard to do in the NFL. He kept it on the rails.
I don't know if is he the genius that everybody talks about. I don't know. I mean, I think Goff is limited. I think that as long as they stay in their offensive game plan, they're good. But I do think they bounce back, because I think the Seahawks are that team that started off fast, but everyone ignored how bad their defense was. And if you take away DK Metcalf, you know, then I think you have it.
Yeah, the Rams, they're another team where I look at and go, who are they? And that's a problem. And when I say who are you, that's where sometimes I feel like you're a good football team, but I don't think you're good enough to get to the championship.
All right, so Eagles and Cowboys, that's another 4 o'clock game. Broncos and San Diego. Quickly, a comment on Titans and the Packers. Can Vrabel go in and do something against Green Bay? What do you think?
Of course.
Yeah.
Easily,
could.
Yeah.
But I mean, could also go in there and get blown out. So that's the Tennessee Titans. They're another who are you team.
Yeah. The Titans?
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly who they are. And so do they. I mean, it's obvious who they are. Yeah, they're Derrick Henry, play action with Tannehill.
No,
yeah. Big wide receivers that can block.
No,
defense.
But
their problem is their defense sucks.
Right, but when I say who are you team, Christian, I mean like they're a team. One week they show up and they look like they could be the best team in the NFL, and then the next week they show up, you're like, really?
Because I think they have one of the worst secondaries in the NFL, and their defense is not nearly as good. And their kicker, Gostkowski, who used to be Mr. Automatic, has been so up and down and inconsistent that you just can't rely on them. But at this point in time, it's too late. But I think that they know exactly who they want to be. It's just a matter of guys, like, you know, just actually performing.
Tannehill, that's a head scratcher to me how good he is. But I guess when you have Derrick Henry,
it's a little bit easy to do that.
And you don't have Adam Gase. That's the real important part.
That's right. Addition by subtraction. Hey, but, you know, hey, they upset the Rams. All right, there you go. That is Around the NFL. Coming up, the boys with the picks to wrap it up on NFL Sunday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Presented by Kaplansky Insurance, Northeast Electrical, and Zudy.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEI.
NFL Sunday here, folks. All right, let's go to the picks. And ladies and gentlemen, Josh has been so helpful with me, is going to helpful with me today. So we don't screw this up, is going to handle the picks and the numbers. So, Josh. Okay.
You're picking for Rich Keefe, though. You know
yeah,
that, right?
I understand.
He's a celebrity pick today.
Yeah, which is, I don't, what the? Yeah, okay.
The celebrity picker.
Yeah, okay.
All right, celebrity picker. We'll start with you. College We're going to go Tennessee plus three at Green Bay.
You know, Fourier's right about the defense. I'm a huge Rabel guy. I love him. I'm going with Tennessee just because I like Mike.
All right. Simple enough for me. It's good enough. Wiggy?
I'm going Green Bay.
And for you.
I'm taking Tennessee. And wait, hold on. What is the record right now? Because I feel like, do we have an overall record?
We do. So right now, Keith is sitting at 21-24. He was 1-2 last week. Wiggy is 25-20. He was 1-2 last week. And Fourier, you got the nice donut. You are 0-3 last week. You're sitting
hurt
at 23-22. It's close. I gotta say, it's closer than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
I think that kicked me out. I think that killed me.
No, I mean, if you go perfect here, you could be okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I got Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. So next
Green
game.
Green Bay is probably the smart choice, but anyways.
Next game we have Indy plus 1.5 at Pittsburgh. Underdogs after Pittsburgh's been 2-game losing streak.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh is going to win this game.
You got Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh's going to win this game. They're not going to. They have to.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I feel like Pittsburgh got to win. Got to win.
I mean, they got to win this game.
So what's the line?
It's Indy plus 1.5. So Pittsburgh is favored by 1.5 points.
I'll take Indy. I got to go opposite Wiggy.
Yeah, you have to. Which, so far, you're good because you're Tennessee. Yeah. He's Green Bay. So.
Yeah.
And then closing out, obviously, the Monday night game between the Patriots, who are a full 7 points at Buffalo. Nice. I think it should be more than that, but.
Yeah.
It's at New England.
It's in New England. Yeah.
Right. So it's in New England.
So they're a 7-point dog at home.
Yes.
I'm taking Buffalo. I'm saying Buffalo. I think they're going to get smoked.
I mean, come on. Listen.
They suck.
There's a lot of people that, when they can stomp on the Patriots because of past sins, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I think the coaching staff for Buffalo probably has some respect to Bill, so I don't.
Yeah. Or,
I mean, do that? I mean, I think I'm, so, right? No,
nah,
no,
really?
You think people? Well,
so
like
what?
Bill?
What does that
no,
look
I,
like?
They don't. They don't like Bill, but I mean,
don't run up the score,
right?
I think that. Well, I don't know. Oh, you guys God, tell no. me.
Is this
you
high
think
school football?
You think Buffalo's going to run up the score on Bill?
I think Buffalo. Listen, they're going to score as long as they need to keep scoring. They'll keep scoring.
And that's what Bill.
See,
would
here's
do.
I have a. My real goal is I want this to look like the Bucks, like what the Bucks did to the Lions.
Wow,
I want
man,
Cam to go like 1-10. I want him out. I want somebody else in. And this is the only way it's going to happen.
Oh, my God. What's Christian Fourier, you could tell he's been in sports radio for a while, man. You are a bitter man. I like this Fourier, by the way.
So, Wiggy, you're also taking Buffalo,
I'm
I
taking
assume?
Buffalo as well.
We all are.
Ooh,
we
see,
all
it's going to come down to the final week between Sweet. Wiggy and Fourier.
What are the records again?
So, we have Keith, who's 21-24. So, he's in last place. So, you two don't have to worry about Keith. And then, and on top of it, Tangway's picking for Keefe. So we don't Ooh. Know how this celeb pick works. This is the first time we've done it, if it counts towards Keefe's record or not. You guys
no,
should lobby it that
counts.
It doesn't. Oh,
no,
it does
it
count.
Of course it does.
You
yeah,
guys should lobby
does.
That it doesn't with the way the records are. And then Wiggy is 25-20, and Fourier is 23-22. So you two are going neck
I'm
and neck down the stretch.
I'm 2 games ahead of Fourier.
So what's the, what do you get? What's the
prize?
All right, so
prize.
I'm changing my pick. I'm going with Patriots.
I like it.
What? Yeah, I'm just going to go with Patriots.
Oh.
Screw it.
Because he's got to go opposite me.
Yeah.
The winner-
Actually, you know what? No, I'm not. I don't believe that for a second. I'm sticking with the Patriots.
What did you pick on the TV today?
I picked the Bills.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
I think
it's
I remember
Bills. I'm picking
to
the Bills.
Winner gets a trip to, I think it's a desert island.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, yes. Is that again? With,
I don't know
Marianne
where.
Marion and Ginger?
Yeah, I don't know where yeah. it is, but I know it's like it's supposed to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful island.
Hey, Christian, they let you pick against the Patriots on that show?
Yeah, I'm the only one.
Shocking.
I'm the only one.
Shocking.
Who's on that show
one.
With you?
I mean, come on.
yeah.
Oh, you know, I mean, it's Roach.
Zolak, Roach,
and Zolak.
Steve Burton.
I mean,
come on.
You know.
Are you kidding me?
Look, I've been in their shoes.
Listen, I'm a Pats fan.
When you're on the payroll, man.
Listen, I'm a no, Pats fan, but this one is going to be tough.
Oh, they're going to blow them out. I mean, the Bills are going to blow them out.
I don't know about
out.
A blow. I think the Pats are going to be in this game.
Nope. Yeah, not me.
I don't think so.
I think their bags are packed and they're saying all the right things, but they are done skiing.
So this is a Steelers type. It's a 49ers type.
Yes.
Yeah. And this show is done. Christian, thanks. Great to work with you
sir.
Again. Wiggs,
we'll excellent talk. Job.
Christian, I'll see you on Tuesday. Wiggs, I'll see you on Wednesday. You've been listening to NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com by Zudy. Build any app your company needs fast. Visit Zudy.com for details, both. And by Northeast Electrical and by the New England Recovery Center of Westboro. Thanks for listening to NFL Sunday here on WEEI. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Talk to you guys on Monday when I'm in with the great one, Steve DiAsi. Right here. See you later.
We're live with Santa Claus ahead of the Mercedes-Benz winter event.
Any big plans this year?